You know, I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember vaudeville. But vaudeville gave us any number of different little entrees. One, of course, is knock, knock. Exactly. An automatic response, because it's well worn. It's expected. It's a setup. But it's never done when you're present, is it? Presence is a great gift. Sometimes. It places you in the moment. Whether that moment is happy or whether that moment is sad. And yet, without it, what are we? Except continuously answering a knock-knock joke. My father died 15 years ago. It'll be this Christmas. Had a horrible, horrible cancer. And within 2 weeks of him being taken to the hospital, he died. 2 weeks. From nothing to nothing. Now, I don't know about you, but sitting next to his bed day in and day out, it was the one time in my life that I found it impossible. Impossible. To be present. I was so angry. I was so involved in the world that he would not be in anymore for me, that I could not be in the world he was in at that moment. And when he died, I realized that that door had shut. And where had I been but on the other side already? Presence is so important. About 5 years ago, my mother was dying. I wasn't going to make that mistake again. We brought her back to my brother's house from where she was at the hospital. And she laid in a room looking nothing like she had ever looked before. And it didn't matter to me. For all the issues that I had ever had with her, it didn't matter to me either. And I just sat there, days on end, holding her hand when I was there, hours on end. Whether or not she understood I was there, I had no idea. And it didn't matter. Presence. Knock, knock. A number of years ago, and I don't recommend that, I'm not recommending that anybody do this, but a number of years ago I took ayahuasca. For those of you who don't understand what ayahuasca is, it's basically an organic hallucinogen. And it gave me great presence. It gave me the ability to see music, to hear colors, to appreciate not being in the mindset that I became comfortable with as an adult. Have you ever seen a child play? I mean, play. Passionately play. Do they give a crap what anybody thinks? No. No, they don't, because they're present. They're present to their game of whatever it is they've evolved into for that moment. When a child loves. There is no history to that love. There is no bartering for that love. There is no expectation for that love. It is just freely given. The efficiencies of an adult mind, aren't they grand? They allow us to partake on a multitasking mission that no one can really, truly appreciate. Think of all the things that you're able to do. How many of you right now are coming up with what you're going to do after this? Right? Presence. Knock, knock. A number of years ago, I did a thing called Landmark Education. Again, this is not a plug for Landmark Education. And no, I did not do it at the time that I did ayahuasca. Just thought I, for those of you that understand, the earlier iteration of Landmark Education was the Earhart Seminar Training Program, EST. That's why I wanted to distinguish the ayahuasca conversation. And I did a number of different classes with them that gave me an avenue to presence. Now, I don't know if anybody was watching earlier, but when you were talking about Harbor House, and I also work with unhoused veterans in Santa Barbara and housing them. So where you're coming from, I definitely got. But it gave me complete presence to be with you. And to appreciate the injustices of an 80-year-old woman who cannot simply do something that so many do without a second thought. Presence. You see, sometimes things get in the way of presence, don't they? Guilt. Guilt can get in the way of presence. Shame. When you talk to someone, are you talking to them? Or are you talking to the person who you've had a million conversations with and you know what way this is going to go? Is it an honest conversation? Are you brokering an end result? Is there an agenda? You know, for those that do music, right, I have no ability to conjure what it's like to be in your mind, Merlin. But I can presume that the passion of creating a song is all-encompassing, and that all there is that in that moment. Or for me, cooking. I love cooking. I have a real authority problem, so I cannot follow a recipe to save my life. I swear to you, I'm not even kidding, right? A recipe? No. I'll sit there like a real man, and I'm not going to ask for a map. I'm going to reverse engineer this. I can do it. Might get me a little while to get there, and a couple of $100, but I'll get there. Baggage is a conversation that everyone has. There's a shorthand to it, isn't it? What kind of baggage do they bring to the relationship? Huh? I'm 64 years old and I've never been married. I've got a lot of baggage right there. A lot of baggage. I'd rather be alone when all is said and done. I'm an extrovert who's an introvert. I use my laughter and my humor to keep people at a certain distance and unbalanced. It's safe. My major in communications, I went to USC on a speech scholarship, speech and debate. I know my craft well. And I use it to manipulate the world that I live in, to make sure that I am, by all accounts, well-armed. But am I present? Knock, knock. Exactly. Who is here? Why do I share things from my life that shouldn't be shared? Because I am the example for you. Where in your life are you well armored? Where is presence a place you don't trod? Life is short, my friends. It can have so many different outcomes. Are you going to let your chance die? Or are you going to be like our friend in his story and grab it? Landmark taught me that in the moment that you're reading something or listening to something, and it moves you, be moved. If you're crying, cry. If you're laughing, laugh. We all do it. We won't admit to it. How many times have you been in a car listening to an NPR story, but you've been in the driveway for 25 minutes? The power of presence. People hate going to the movies with me. Why? Or even worse, when I laugh. People hate going to anything that's going to be funny with me. It's a nightmare. Presence. Knock, knock. People ask, why is it that your eye contact is so poor during the rest of the service, but during the sermon, you do nothing but it? Because that's the sermon. Nika asked me once at the very beginning of my time with the worship associates to please write my sermon down, which I did. And I gave it to her, and she approved it. But it wasn't what I delivered. She said, you know, Matt, that was a really good service that you did, but that wasn't the service that I approved. And I said, well, you know, Nika, you asked me to write a sermon. You didn't ask me to write a sermon that I had to give. That didn't go over real well for a little while. Those of you that know Nika know that my little cute little foray there was not appreciated. But as you can see, she's just let it go. Because Nika has presence. I invite you all to consider where you can have more presence. And I'm not saying to be presence by default, because that has its issues too. But I would like for you to at least attempt to be more cognizant of the fact that you have a choice of presence and reactiveness. Of presence and being a vaudeville act. With everyone. But most importantly, with yourself. You stay standing. We have only the time we have. Regret, anger, pettiness, fear saps that. Love embraces all. So I simply ask, be the space for love. Be the example of love. Be the presence of love. And if you feel comfortable, now please touch the elbows next to you. Let us extinguish our communal chalices together now, remembering that we are a beacon of light when we shine our lights together. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again. Be a friend to all, but especially to yourself.